This is Neon Coltrane with Elise Osborne.
Hello.
Hello.
Wow. It's nice to hear your crystal clear, beautiful voice.
Yay.
So, welcome to Neon Coltrane, and Neon Coltrane listeners, welcome to Capitola, the magical marketer and brand strategist. Sorry, I stuttered a little bit because I was trying to read my own handwriting. what does that mean? So you help people make things magical in their social media and more alluring. But I'm a little bit confused about that. So I want to ask you 5 ways to mesmerize an audience.
Sure. So at the heart of what I do, I help primarily female, femme-identifying business owners define, discover, and clarify what makes them different. So rather than having a brand and marketing strategy that focuses on what makes you better than the competition, working with me, we've really fleshed out what makes you different, what makes you magical, like what is magnetizing about you. I can bring it down to, like, say you're in a job interview. You can talk all day about what you do, but really what mesmerizes people and what enchants people is how you do it differently. How are you going to do the job? How do you show up in the world? So that is what I help business owners do, is clarify that and then manifest it in a marketing strategy that is aligned and it's powerful and it's crystal clear and totally consistent. And the way that I do this, I use archetypes.
This is great, because you put a book out about the 12 primary brand archetypes called The Key to an Enchanting Brand, right?
It's an ebook. Yes. Yep. Okay. I have an ebook you can find on my website. It's www.thedigitalwitch.com. Right on my homepage, you'll see a little unicorn. It'll say The Key to an Enchanting or The Key to a Unicorn Brand. And I have an ebook that lays out the 12 archetypes.
This is exciting because I could not afford you. So basically me and anyone who's listening gets like this free advice. And I like your method. I feel it's totally in sync with my heart, which isn't, you know, a competitive spirit. It's really like, you know, everyone's special.
Mm-hmm.
I could just imagine the baby boomers cringing right there, like, participation awards, yuck. But you know, people have different things to offer, so I think it's really important to lean into that.
Exactly. So I got my master's degree in internet marketing and my bachelor's, and I've been practicing tarot for so long. And it really kind of just clicked with me one day. Like, I can use archetypes to help tell a story, which is really what you're doing on social media. When you're on Instagram, you're telling a story. How do you tell a story that resonates? Will you decide what character do you express yourself as out in the world? What role do you play in the story of your clients' lives? So the 12 archetypes that I use come from Carl Jung. An example would be the sage, the hero, the outlaw, the innocent, all of these archetypes that we have seen in stories and in myth for, you know, a millennia. These characters are they're everywhere. They're things that we have learned since we were children. They're so easily identifiable. And by aligning your brand with an archetype, it brings so much power and so much clarity. Just an example used with one of my clients. We did this deep, deep explorative brand strategy, brand archetype work together, and we decided that she was the outlaw archetype, and she's a hemp milk company and a healthy foods brand. So she's like, oh, we are the outlaw. So then we totally revamped their website, their whole all their imagery, their copy. We started bringing in things that were more activist, more rebellious. We started just stepping into what made her brand powerful and what made her brand unique, from the top to the bottom, you know, rethinking the color, rethinking everything.
It does really paint a picture. Mm-hmm. I have this friend, and we were working on this little project. This little person, so condescending. We're working on this, this like web series, tech noir project he's making, and we were talking about ordering lunch, and they said a name of a restaurant called Organics, and I misheard them, and I thought they said Organ Nicks, which would be a really good, interesting like marketing if they had a disgusting like meat slop restaurant called Organ Nick, but it was like in papyrus font and had like leaves everywhere, and you know, all of the sausages were in quotations and spelled wrong. You know, that that kind of marketing, I think, is just shows you a world of difference in what people expect their experiences to be, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I keep going back in my head to how you mentioned, I think you said seven different ways to enchant or magnetize with your social media.
Oh my god, I said five, but if you want to give us seven, I'm about it. So please. Okay.
Yeah, so we don't have time to go through the 12 brand archetypes, but what we do have time to go through is seven strategies that you can use to bring power and clarity into all of your marketing. So I'll just name them, and I call them brand enchantments. These are just ways you can enchant, ways that you can magnetize, ways you can be so radically yourself, so radically authentic that people can't help but to just love you and be fascinated by you.
Oh my god, I'm mesmerized by you right now, and I can't wait to hear what you say.
Yes, okay. So the first one is by being alert. The alert strategy. The second is mystique. The third is trust. The fourth is prestige. The fifth is power. The sixth is passion. And the seventh is innovation. So just to touch a little bit on each of them, say your brand is an innovator brand. You change the game with creativity. You're doing things that are new. You're pushing boundaries. So this is, again, this is so base level, but we would decide on what your innovation strategy is and then just go crazy. How can we be 100% the innovator?
I have an innovative proposal. Yeah. Just to make it easy for Sally Stupid, who's listening, mm-hmm. which is me also. I'm like, I want it to be really easy to understand for me. Mm-hmm. So let's say Sally has a Instagram, mm-hmm. and she on her Instagram is selling sweatpants. Sally sweatpants, all right? So how does she mesmerize the world with her sweatpants?
Sure. So again, it totally depends
using these strategies.
Yeah, so we would sit together and discuss, like, what do you do? Like, how can you sell sweatpants? Why do you sell sweatpants, for one?
Can we play, like, a weird improv game?
Yeah.
Can I be Sally?
Yeah, you're okay. Sally. Okay, Sally, what?
Hi.
What? Like, why?
I sell sweatpants.
Why are your sweatpants important? And why do you love it?
I inherited all of these sweatpants from my Nana, and like, I don't know, I just thought I should start selling them on Instagram. It's just a weird idea. Like, they're old and I don't find them around that anymore.
So just based on the little piece of the story you just told me, you got these sweatpants from your Nana. So then we would probably go for a passion enchantment. So passion, you connect with emotion. So you would tell the story of your grandma, like the grandma wore these sweatpants every day.
Is that appealing to people?
It is. Like, grandma's
this story, I was like, well, let's keep it simple. But now I'm like, this seems like it's going to get like kink really soon. Like people are like, yeah, I know the person that wants to buy your grandma's sweatpants. Okay. Like,
not. Well, it could even be you're just inspired by your grandma's sweatpants. So you created this new line that they're ultra comfy and nurturing. So then you would try to identify yourself or align yourself with like the nurturing grandma spirit. So then you would, you know, you would go into the world and into your communication strategy, into your Instagram, and you would communicate with love. Like you want people to feel like you felt with your grandma and your grandma's sweatpants. And every time you see these sweatpants, you think of your sweet old grandma. So you would use a passion strategy, be really emotional, and you want to tug at the heart. Whereas, say, your sweatpants were like waterproof and really exciting, this new sweatpant technology, then maybe you would be an innovator and your sweatpants are just fucking breaking the mold. They are the most unique, strange, new sweatpants you can possibly get. Then we would just rock with that and say, you're the innovator. These are like totally these rebel spirit sweatpants.
Okay. I'm getting it. Also, I don't know, maybe this is very like rude of me, but I'm like, do we really have to keep talking about the sweatpants? I think the sweatpants are helpful. And now I'm like, let's just ditch them. Let's ditch the sweatpants.
I can talk a little about my strategy and my archetypes. This really, really helped me clarify who I am. And it's really helped me draw in like dream clients. So I went through Carl Jung's 12 archetypes and I realized that I am the primary archetype of the magician and the secondary archetype of the nurturer. So I tried to put a picture to what that might look like, a magician and a nurturer. And I came up with this kind of fairy godmother image. And it's really helped me clarify like what I can do for people. So then out of those 7 enchantment strategies I talked about, I really use mystique and passion. People come to me because anyone can do social media marketing. You know, anyone can create content. Anyone can just post. Anyone can, you know, there's so many social media marketers out there. Why do people come to me? Because I speak with passion and mystique, and people are like, what the fuck is this girl doing? She is so strange. This is so weird and mystical and witchy that I have to work with her.
Yeah, I mean, I'm also sure you probably attract a lot of like-minded people because you're like waving your freak flag and you're like, I'm the witch of digital marketing. And exactly. Then all the witches are like, yes, that's what I need. And I'd rather be understood by someone who identifies with my lifestyle and beliefs.
Exactly. And so people go to my website and either they fucking hate me, and I'm sorry for swearing, but they
swear more.
They go to my website and they're like, oh, hell no. I would never in a million years work with her. What is this pixel art? Everything's purple. I don't understand why she's talking about tarot cards. What does this have to do with my marketing strategy? Or they come to my site and they say, this is the one person I have to work with. I don't even care that it's a little more high priced because the value here is so great that this one particular person tugged at my heartstrings so much. They enchanted me. I have to work with her. And that is exactly what I want all my clients to have, is that when someone goes to your Instagram, when someone goes to your Facebook, when someone goes to your website, they're either going to love you or they're going to hate you, but they're going to have an emotional reaction to you and how you're presenting in the world. They're going to have an emotional reaction to what you're saying. And it's all going to be consistent and powerful and aligned to the character you've decided that you are by defining your archetype.
Which creates like more authenticity. I can't talk. Sorry. So basically what you're doing is, I think when you put yourself out there in an authentic way, I think this creates a great filter because you're not wasting anyone's time, most importantly not your own, trying to make these connections that aren't really meant to be, you know. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's a cool concept. So you're mesmerizing, basically, when we're saying the ways of mesmerizing, it's not a universal charm, you know. It's possibly the people that really are like, oh, finally I feel represented, or I feel like these are the things that I'm wanting to see, and I'm not.
Yeah. So another, just a little example, is I was working at a digital marketing agency in New Mexico, and I was kind of piecing apart what made them so successful. And for them, their enchantment strategy was being alert. So they, how did I describe this? The people that come to them are people that want safety, and they know that this company is on top of it. Everything is going to be turned in exactly on time. You're going to get your reports on the same day every month. Every employee is wearing a matching shirt. All the colors are exactly the same when you walk into the building. This weird, strange, futuristic look. All the typography exactly the same. It's like this cookie cutter brand experience that makes people feel safe. Where people who come work with me, they're not craving safety. They're craving a spiritual experience in their marketing. So it's like, we're doing the same exact work, but we're doing it so differently that their clients just need that alertness, that sameness. When you show up with four digital marketers in your little blue shirts, everyone looks the same. Everyone's hair is put back and tidy. That is mystifying to people. That makes people fall in love if you're the right type of client. So, but they are so that, they're so perfect that it is really magnifying. It's magnetic, rather.
I love the way that you're talking about the people in blue shirts. This is like very mystifying and magnetic, just the way
I should send along or post on my Instagram a photo of me with the team in my blue shirt. So funny. I stuck out like a sore thumb, even though I am dressed up in the little blue shirt that I feel like made me look like I worked at Jiffy Lube or something. But it's really funny. And the clients that I have had coming to me since I started to define myself as a witch openly in the professional world, and since I've declared myself as a magical marketer, the clients have been amazing. I work with this really cool crystal shop in Los Angeles. I have worked with several different, you know, Instagram famous tarot readers. And one of my big clients right now, she's a hemp milk. She runs a hemp milk brand and a healthy foods brand that's sold in Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, Walmart, all of that. She was a exec for MTV back in the 80s and 90s. And while she doesn't call herself a witch openly, we have these conversations, these little meetings every Friday over the phone, And she'll just like drop some knowledge on me. Like, she said to me the other day, she's like, I can feel that you're depressed right now from 1,000 miles away. She's like, I can sense it in your spirit. And I was having a bad day. Like, I honestly was like feeling weird, but I don't know how she could tell because I was like trying so hard to be fake happy. But she could just pick up on it.
Yeah.
And she's a witch in so many other ways. She like knows everything about nutrition and the body. And she's super, super interesting. And it's just so special that she found me and that she appreciates this type of work. The brand archetypes really worked for her.
That's something really also magical, just as declaring yourself a witch. I feel like, you know, I think I was dubbed a witch way before I ever considered myself a witch, you know, just like walking around in middle school and somebody being like, are you a witch? I was like, yeah, you know, which was just because it's like, how do you answer that? Either like, no, I'm sorry. Or you're like, oh, okay, whatever. Like, sure. But I feel like when I put myself out there as a witch, and to me, I don't really even want to break down the specifics on what witch means or not. I think we have a feeling on what it means, right? Mm-hmm. But I think that when people see that, like you're saying before, it's either comforting and attractive, magnetic, or repulsive. And I've been so lucky to meet so many incredible people that were like, oh, you're a witch? Okay, cool. Like, hey, let's be friends. Let's meet up. And there's just been like completely different doors and things that have opened when you stand in that, you know, that it wouldn't if you were trying to just appease a general mass.
Yeah, exactly. Just carving that little piece of truth and authenticity out for yourself is so valuable. It's so amazing and powerful.
It's incredible. But then again, so we're finding ways that people can mesmerize their audience on social media for the sake of business.
Mm-hmm.
But most of my listeners, I feel like a lot of them are probably, you know, there's a huge populace of them who are practicing some kind of niche of witch offering, like tarot readings, astrology, magic, candle making, like, you know, whatever it is. So I do not feel in competition with other tarot readers or whatever, because I'm filled with love and like, I'll get it or not, you know? So what makes someone listening right now who's like another tarot reader online, like general information on how to advertise myself, like how do I stand apart? Like, what would you say to them using these ways to mesmerize?
Sure. So, well, the first thing I would do is I would go look up Carl Jung's 12 archetypes and do some meditation on which archetype fits you the best, because each one has their own unique value that they provide to their clients. They fill a particular need, where someone like, you know, I'm trying to think of a big tarot reader, I don't know, maybe, or intuitive, like Chani Nicholas. She's very sage-like, super sage, where someone like full-time witch, and I'm using just like, you know, Instagram handles, is more of the rebel archetype. And they're both speaking to things that are totally different. They're calling to different people's hearts. They're covering just segments of, how do I say this, like spirit. They're doing things so radically different that what they're providing is different based on their reader's needs. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, no, I think I definitely get it.
So I would say you can like figure out what your archetype is, your primary and your secondary archetype, and just start to flesh out a character, a personality. And it's gonna feel
Yeah, we're talking like difference between like pediatrician or ER doctor, right? Like you're
Yeah.
in the field of caring and helping and healing, but you might be applying yourself in different ways.
Exactly. So another strange little example could be, the nonprofit world for environmentalism. On one side of the spectrum, you have the rebel or outlaw archetype, which might be like Greenpeace, where they're fucking jumping off boats to save people, or, to save the ocean, to save animals. And on the other side, you have like the ASPCA, which is like a nurturer archetype. So, how can you take these different characters and really just go out there and be you in a way that is so authentic? It's so true just to your spirit. And I feel like you have to, kind of go through and look at them and you're like, oh shit, I'm like totally the innocent archetype, or I am really the sage. So then you would go out into the world spreading knowledge, like you're a teacher rather than a mentor. You're a teacher rather than a mother, or that type of archetype.
I love it. While we're on the call, I mean, I'm gonna just use myself as an example. What do you think my archetype is for my online presence?
Let me
I'm
No, don't
scared
be
now.
scared. I have to kind of like look at your stuff, your Instagram. I feel like you're a little bit of an entertainer, but
Oh my God.
also super, super like the lover. Like the lover really feels right to me because you're so like aesthetic, and I'm not gonna say you're sensual, but I get this
Why
lovery,
not?
intimate vibe from you, that you could really work on even more. Like your last Instagram post, like evoking the goddess, you have candles. I love it, but also the entertainer in the sense that you are funny and you're interesting and like, quirky, weird. So you could bring the lover and the entertainer together more powerfully by really just like sitting down, getting a Google Doc, and being like, okay, read a little bit about the entertainer, you read about the lover, what they do, how they do things differently, and just like have a brain dump of like, how can I start showing up in the world
Brain
more
dump.
clearly as the lover entertainer?
Interesting. You know what's interesting that you said entertainer as the first one, because according to my four pillar destiny, my Chinese zodiac chart, which I have to do an episode on to break down, there's these primary personality type archetypes in Chinese zodiac astrology, and mine, I'm 100% entertainer. So apparently, according to my Chinese birth chart, based on the stars, I'm born to entertain.
And I can feel that and I see it.
I mean, it's bad though. Like there's, I like can't turn the
I
jokes off sometimes.
mean,
It's
even just the
real.
name
It's like a
Neon Cauldron,
proper.
like that is so bright and like vibrant of a name. I would go through your
Yeah,
Instagram and go through
that's
your
really
social media
inspiring.
strategy, go through your website and be like, how can I fucking be more neon? Like, how can I show up and be even funnier and even more
Oh,
clever
I'm
and
so scared.
witty? Like,
I don't want to like turn it on. Like, I don't want to turn it on that much because I also am like, that's annoying. Like, I don't want to, like Photoshop a rhinestone jacket blazer into all of my photo. You know what I mean? Like, I don't. I don't know. I feel like I really can't turn off the goofball, and that's something I've been trying to like come to terms with. But maybe I should just embrace it a
Just
little
play with
more.
it. And it's funny because you say it's annoying, but again, like maybe it's repulsive to some people, but those people who are supposed to find you are going to be like, oh my fucking God, she's fucking hilarious. I don't know. I love her. I need to work with her because she takes tarot, she takes spirit and makes it light and makes it funny and makes it accessible, where other tarot
Oh
readers
God,
might
thank
not
you.
do that, where it's kind of intimidating, kind of scary. That is your like brand advantage. You make it funny, you make it accessible, you make it humorous, which is so such a gift.
Now I feel super meta about this interview because you're giving me advice on how to promote this show and you're saying all these nice things about me, which makes me feel like it's a commercial for my work or something. I love it.
Now, so
But just side note, like in my brain, it's like living with like a 14-year-old boy that won't shut up. And I'm like I need a break sometimes. So I have an aversion to leaning into it, but I understand what you're saying. So I'm sure other people who are hearing this, like their archetypes could be different. Like, you know, the outlaw, for example, maybe this is a part of themselves that they aren't embracing because they feel that it makes them different. And a lot of times we don't always feel great about being
Oh
different.
yeah. Like when I was going into the freelance world and I was like, okay, I have my master's in digital marketing. I tried to make this website. I was building my first website and it was like fucking so boring and like normal, but I was so scared and unsure, even like I didn't even realize like, oh, I'm a fucking witch marketer. I'm the magician archetype. I didn't even know. So I hadn't gone there yet. But once I realized that I was like, oh my fucking God, I'm so inspired to create this website and I'm so inspired to show up in the world now, where I wasn't even sure what I was
That's
before
awesome.
and I didn't know how to express it. So in my work with people, as I mentioned before, I do social media management, all of that type of stuff, but the work that has been the deepest and most fulfilling for me and for my clients is through brand therapy, which is it's almost like we're having a brand therapy session right now for you,
I
where I
know, I
kind of just
love
sit
it.
one-on-one, we talk on the phone or over Skype, and I listen to your story and I help navigate my clients, or I help navigate you towards who you are, what is your archetype, what makes you fascinating, what is special about you. Right off the bat, I might not have picked up and said, oh, you are the entertainer, but in sitting with someone for 30 minutes, an hour, telling stories, talking, getting to know each other, it just comes out. It comes out. So brand therapy has been really special, super intimate, really fitting with my magician nurturer archetype.
Yeah, and this is also going back into something I always think about as far as like what witch means to me. It's like you have your own trials, you have these impossible scenarios in this life, whoever you are, and like looking beyond what is and learning to trust yourself and like the rhythms of the world and creating new methods to heal yourself and to grow, and then turning that over into a system that you can share with other people. So I think that it seems like that's what happened with you too. You like decided to reinvent it and you had this breakthrough and then you just went outward and was like, here, I figured something out. Does anyone want some? It's really
Exactly. I was like, oh
beautiful.
my God, I'm so inspired to start my business now. I'm so inspired to go out and find these witchy, beautiful clients. Like, how can I take this, package it up, and help you be spellbinding. You know, it's like a spell. It's like, it's magic. Your brand is magical. And you, in the business world, we don't get into that enough. Like, it's fucking just enchantment. How do we enchant
people?
Well,
if you spend enough time on YouTube, there definitely are people that believe that all marketing is evil, you know, talismans and sigils and magic. And I'm sure if you keep at it, in a couple years, you're going to be in a documentary on YouTube about the evils of marketing and how it's satanic.
I mean, yeah, like, it's fucking, like, psychological. It's deep. It's appealing to your subconscious. It's dreamy. So,
but not necessarily.
No,
evil,
not at all.
Right?
Not at all. It's,
but it can be if you want.
Sure, you can trick people. I feel like it gets evil when, okay, so say I am, like, presenting myself. If I presented myself with the alert strategy, where I'm like, everything is going to be exactly on time. Everything is going to be perfect. Everything is going to be safe, and you don't have to worry. You don't have to go deep. You don't have to whatever, like the alert strategy would promise. Say I marketed myself like that, but I couldn't deliver. I feel like that's where it gets sketchy, and that's where it's a little bit, like, I'm not going to say it's evil, but it's wrong. It might be unethical. It might be bad. If you present yourself as this archetype and then you can't deliver on it, it's inauthentic.
Yeah, that's definitely not my archetype. I am not promising anyone I could deliver anything on time. I don't even have any concept of time. All I know is that I'm trying to post on Wednesdays, which I've done pretty well, except for last Wednesday. I completely forgot because I'm entertainer.
Like, I'm an entertainer. I can't be worrying about time.
Change the word idiot to entertainer for my own purposes.
It's like, I can't be concerned with time right now. Like, that's too much.
I just wasn't built that way. I'm so glad that you came on the show. Is there anything else, like any other gifts from the fairy godmother that we can use to better ourselves on it?
Sure. I would just say, and it seems so simple, but just figure out what you do and how you do it differently than everyone else. Not how you do it better. Like, I'm not a better digital marketer than anyone else, but I'm different. So in tarot, in your unique individual craft, just meditate and do a lot of work around how you do things differently, and just work to express that as fully as you can. Even if it's embarrassing and it's scary and you're like, oh my God, they're seeing me. I'm being too real right now. You have to be so real. You have to be so authentic. Radical authenticity is really what I want people to leave with. I want everyone to know that it's okay to be radically authentic, and you'll be fine. You'll actually be more than fine. Once you start being authentic, once you start showing up in the world the way you're supposed to, the way you want to, miracles happen. Dream clients come to you. You know,
I can attest to that. That is very true. I feel like I would just in my head picture, like, what if I just did this? What if I just did it this way? And it was weird, you know, just the things that came at me. I think there's a lot of truth in that. And I agree with almost everything you said, except for, I think you're probably a better digital marketer than some people, because clearly you know your shit.
Yeah, yeah.
So if people want to hit you up, they can find you on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Or the digital witch, or just sorry,
thedigitalwitch.com. Yeah, thedigitalwitch.com.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And my Instagram is Captolia Online.
And you have a book out, The Key to an Enchanting Brand. Sorry, I can't read
the Key to an Enchanting Brand. Yes, which just goes through Carl Jung's 12
Not Brad. And that's an ebook, and you also do private coaching.
Yeah. And I, again, I wouldn't call it coaching. I'm gonna call it therapy. It's brand therapy. I'm just like, going to the fucking therapist, but we're gonna talk about your business, and we're gonna talk about your brand, and we're gonna get deep into the real questions.
That's how a good match should be. I totally
So I
feel you
do
on
one-on-one
that.
work in that aspect, but I also do, Instagram growth and engagement, just growing your audience and your following, content creation, kind of the full picture digital strategy, whatever you need. I've got it.
I love it. And if you're out there as a witch who is trying to make more money and you're like, what do I do? I mean, putting yourself on social media is a well-known platform for that kind of thing. And I would definitely check out the ebook or hit up Capitola for a one-on-one session. Because it definitely seems like you are a guiding light in this dark,
Thank
ferocious world.
you.
Thank you for coming on and spilling
Thank
your
you for
wisdom.
entertaining me and just being wonderful and having me on the show. This is super fun.
Oh my God. I don't know why I'm laughing so hard at the word entertainer. It's so delightful. Okay. Well, thank you. And thank you for listening. And this has been Neon Cauldron. Come back next week where we are going to talk more
Yay,
words.
bye.
Bye.